Test 67, Section 4, Question 11. This one says, which one of the following is an assumption the argument requires? So what has to be assumed? It says, science fiction creates an appetite for interstellar space exploration among certain people. So sci-fi makes people want to go to space. Certain people. Unfortunately, this appetite cannot be satisfied with any technology humanity will soon possess. It's not going to happen anytime soon. Since gaps in between expectations and reality spur discontent, gaps between expectation and reality spur discontent, no doubt one effect of science fiction is to create an unproductive dissatisfaction with the way the world actually is, so it's going to create dissatisfaction. Now, the problem with this is we have a change in terminology. It says science fiction creates an appetite for interstellar space travel, and this appetite cannot be satisfied. But then it says gaps between expectation and reality. So what we jumped from is appetite to expectation. And so the assumption here is that people's appetite for space exploration is also going to yield an expectation of that. A, the fact that appetite for interstellar space exploration cannot be satisfied with technology has created a gap between reality and some people's expectations. That's actually really good because it's saying, yes, the fact that there's an appetite to reality or technology gap will create a gap between expectations and reality. So it's good. If it has created an unproductive dissatisfaction, it has done so only by creating an appetite. Problem with that is there could be that there's other ways that it has done that same thing. Few, if any, of the appetites that they've created could be satisfied. We don't have to assume anything about other types of appetites. Most people unrealistically expect technology that humanity will soon possess could satisfy the appetite. We don't have to assume that most people do that because it's really just some people this has to affect because it just says certain people. And then if the appetite science fiction has created could all be satisfied, then science could not create an unproductive dissatisfaction. No, because there could be other ways that it could do it. And we really only care about this one particular dissatisfaction. So therefore, in this case, answer choice A is definitely our best one.